60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, it's no secret that your morning commute can be extremely stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, sounds of horns honking back and forth at each other, and, of course, having to listen to us.
God, I'm sorry.
I know. Man. I have to feel like we have to apologize every morning.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you take a car or a bus or a bicycle. There's almost no guaranteed way to make your commute pleasant.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we're starting off on a positive note this morning.
Right?
Well, it is a positive note because one man in Germany has actually figured it out.
Really?
Whoa.
Yep.
If he's in Germany, he doesn't listen to our show, so...
His name is Benjamin David, and he was so fed up with driving on busy city roads every single morning that he now swims to work every single day.
Whoa! What?
Okay, well...
He actually packs up his laptop, his business suit, and puts his shoes in a waterproof bag, and then he straps it to his back and swims a mile and a half to work every single day.
Those hardworking Germans, what are they doing over there?
His commute sometimes invites laughs from bystanders on bridges and roads above, but Benjamin says it's faster and more relaxing than sitting in traffic, and he actually saves 20 minutes on travel by swimming
to
work every single day.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it works out that he, I guess, his work is on a river, right? So
well,
probably
you know,
a requirement if you're going to swim there.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out. Even if you're in the middle of the desert, figure out a way to swim to work every single day, and it will save on your commute time, and it will help you de-stress. Text in 78592. Would you swim to work instead of having to deal with traffic?
I
mean, I would get a cool floaty and float to work. Would that count?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You don't know.
You're just on like a big swan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Pineapple, maybe those ones are kind of cool.
Maybe a beer in your hand.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of relaxing a little bit before you get to work. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
Brooke Fox. Oh, nice.
So you could be swimming right now instead of having to be putting on a shock collar.
Yeah, you know, shock collars in water probably don't mix.
Yeah. All right.
Brooke's got the shock collar. While she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
There's a very popular grocery store product that's been around since the 1940s. For decades, they always used the same logo on the outside of their packaging, but in 2009, they finally changed the design, and instantly, the company's sales plunged by 20%. Many customers thought the new logo made it seem less fresh, and in just 2 months, the company had lost $50 million. So they changed it back to the original and sales returned to normal. But what popular grocery store product was it?
Ooh. Huh. Since the 1940s, the same logo.
Wow.
Let's see. I was thinking laundry detergent.
Oh, like Tide?
Yeah, like Tide or some sort of soap.
But
I mean, Tide was the only thing I could think of, but pretty sure that I've bought Tide recently. Maybe not. But I know I've been in that aisle and I feel like it looks updated.
Yeah. Well, they do. Yeah, I guess they do normally update it.
I'm trying to think of like old timey things like licorice. You know, like that's something that could have been around since the 40s. Some black licorice or a milk company. Maybe the milk company like Dairy
milk.
Gold changed their.
No, not
logo.
Milk. Cereal, Brooke. Think
oh,
about
yeah.
it. Like, what's his name? The guy who's been around. Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Didn't they change his eye color? I swear they changed his eye color from, like, green to,
yeah,
like,
but
yellow.
Yeah, but they're saying that the logo hasn't been changed, and Tony the Tiger has definitely been updated since the 40s.
That's okay, but I mean, like, maybe that this was the one where they changed it and nobody liked it, or,
Cheerios.
Yeah.
I know that's not true. I buy so much Cheerios.
Cap'n Crunch, but maybe not in the 40s.
What about a soda?
Oh, that's not bad.
Like Dr. Pepper or something like that.
Oh, my God.
I say pop, but that's a whole nother issue that you and I have together.
Brooke, the other day, I was at the store and I looked at the Pringles can. The Pringles guy,
oh, that's
I don't
good.
Even recognize that dude anymore, okay? He has completely changed.
Or Planters peanuts.
Planters peanuts I like a lot.
Planters? But isn't that the guy with the top hat, right?
Yeah, it's a peanut with the top hat.
I will say, I'll give you a hint, this item is a beverage.
Whoa. That was a pretty big hint.
Whoa.
You're welcome.
Shoot.
Soda?
Coffee?
Coca-Cola?
What about Starbucks? No, Starbucks hasn't been around since the 40s.
And it's not a grocery store product.
Sunny
D. But now they're in every grocery store.
Everything. You can buy. Okay, sorry, I won't get into that argument. Folgers. There's my answer.
Folgers, like the
Folgers.
Mountains?
I think it's Folgers.
In 2009, a popular grocery store product changed their infamous logo, causing the company's sales to drop by $50 million. Over the years, customers had developed an emotional bond with the brand because the image on the box represented freshness. So when the logo changed from an orange with a straw in it to just a glass of OJ, people were more reluctant to buy cartons of Tropicana orange juice.
Yeah. Oh. It's always had the orange with the red and white straw. Oh, that's crazy.
And then they had to change it back when sales were so low.
Oh, so now it's back.
Yeah, they had to fire somebody. Whose idea that was.
Yeah,
get out of here, all right?
All right, you got it wrong. Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Selena Gomez, Same Old Love. So here's the lyrics for that. You can sing whenever you're ready.
I'm so sick of that same old love. That ish, it tears me up. I'm so sick of that same old love. My body's had enough. Oh, ow!
That was so sexy.
Wow. Moving 92.5.